software idea patents are an obstruction to the work of the software field. And this is why it would be foolish to treat software just like the other fields. Patents don't affect all these fields the same way. But there's another difference between the fields. Patents in most fields restrict only a few specialized businesses. Patents, for instance, on automobile engine design only affect the fairly small number of companies that make automobile engines. They don't restrict ordinary citizens at all. So you can think of this as purely an economic issue, purely a trade issue. But software idea patents restrict everyone who has a computer. They restrict ordinary citizens, and that's a very different kind of issue. You can't justify that kind of restriction based on economic grounds, even if the system were economically beneficial. So at this point, we come up against a bunch of really foolish, shallow arguments, which are the ones that the big companies actually use. You see, they are trying to persuade politicians who have no experience developing software. So they can't recognize bullshit. They don't know any better. You tell them something, and you're from a big company in the computer field, they're likely to believe you, because they have no experience to tell them it's wrong. So for instance, the lobbyists say, patents promote progress. How could you doubt it? Well, actually now, there is a study showing that patents can retard progress. You can find this study in the site www.researchoninnovation.org. The file is called patents.pdf. And in it, you can find the mathematical model showing that in fields with incremental innovation, a patent system can cause progress to be slower rather than faster. It can actually discourage investment in research. But those lobbyists in favor of software patents, they don't want you to doubt. They want you to take for granted and not question that software idea patents must promote progress. And they'll acknowledge, yes, it can cause these problems, but it promotes progress. And that's more important than everything else in the world. Well, I don't agree. It isn't more important, but it isn't even true. It doesn't promote progress. You can see for yourself, in the software field, there is lots of incremental innovation. And the next thing they will say is, the US has software patents, and the US is number one in utilizing computers, so that must be because they have software patents. Well, this is utterly silly. The US was number one in using computers before it had software idea patents. So the reason must be something else. Another thing they say is, if the US allows software idea patents and Europe does not, then US software developers will have an advantage because they can get software patents. Well, this is not true. Actually, anybody in the world can apply to the US Patent Office for a US software patent. And the big European companies, a few of them, have a lot of US software patents. The result is that if the US allows software patents and Europe does not, then Europeans can apply for US software patents and attack us poor Americans at home. But we will be unable to get European software patents to attack Europeans at home. So it's the exact opposite. If Europe does not have software patents, European developers have an advantage because they can attack, but no one can attack them. And we can hope that someday the US will wake up and realize that it has adopted a foolish policy and put US software developers at a disadvantage, and that it might get rid of this policy. Someday, I hope. But You know that the U.S. government, when there's something wrong in the U.S., the U.S. government doesn't try to fix it. Instead, it tries to spread the problem all around the world. And that's what the U.S. government is trying to do now. The U.S. government is signing bilateral trade agreements with various countries, which require those countries to have software patents. Oh, and the other argument they make is that of harmonization. They say it's a disaster to have the laws be different in different countries. We can't live with that. So you've got to change the law in Europe to be like the U.S. Well, why not change the law in the U.S. to be like that in Europe? I mean, that's just as logical, isn't it? Why not have each country choose to do the intelligent thing, whether or not other countries are smart enough to do likewise? This harmonization argument is just from nothing. So what is the actual situation? The European Union is just about the only place where software idea patents have become an issue for political debate and legislative action. In the US, we have software patents because of a court decision. It was never a subject for Congress to think about. Nothing, the public's opinion was never asked. But that didn't happen here. And in fact, for several years now, there has been a political battle about whether to allow software idea patents in Europe. First, the European Patent Office made two attempts to get the countries to vote to change the Treaty of Munich that set it up, which does not allow software idea patents. And both times the countries voted no change. So at that point, the European Patent Office decided to ignore the treaty. The European Patent Office is illegally issuing software idea patents. However, because this is in violation of the treaty, the validity of these patents is entirely questionable. As a result, you don't yet see all the lawsuits, because the patent holders realize that if they tried to sue somebody now, the court might say, the treaty doesn't allow patents like this. This patent is worthless. So instead, they're trying to get a directive passed in the European Union, which would officially validate these patents. And if this directive passes in a form that authorizes software patents, the 30,000 or so software patents issued already by the European Patent Office would become valid, and they would become extremely dangerous. Most of them, of course, belong to foreigners, foreign companies, with the exception of a few that belong to the mega corporations. So we have actually amazingly had some victories in this fight. In September, the European Parliament voted to amend the directive to conclusively reject software idea patents. The directive is broader. It covers other kinds of patents as well. So we were not asking the Parliament to reject the directive. We were asking the Parliament to amend the directive so that software idea patents would be clearly not permitted. And that's what they did. They adopted a whole series of amendments, changing various different parts of the directive, all going in the same sense, all saying no software idea patents. Now it's in the hands of the Council of Ministers. And the Irish government, which recently, by the way, canceled a protest march the night before and then had the police attack the protesters the next day, this government also tried to maneuver a decision through the Council of Ministers without even a vote. Now consider what this means. They're saying this measure is not controversial, And the measure is to get rid of all the amendments that the Parliament had adopted, which is a slap in the face to the democracy in the European Union. But that has already failed. Now there's at least going to be a discussion and a vote in a meeting next week. And so, if enough of the member states of the European Union say no to software idea patents, it will block this attempt to cancel what the Parliament did. If that does not happen, then it goes to the Parliament for a second reading, and the Parliament will at least have a chance to reject the directive. That's not ideal. It's not what we hoped for, but it's much better than passing the directive in a form that authorizes software idea patents. It's going to be up to you to block this directive. You are going to have to try to convince the government of Hungary to vote against software idea patents next Tuesday. I'm going to try to help, but I'm a foreigner, and I should not have any political influence here. All I can do is tell you about the situation. It's in your hands to make sure the right thing happens. And then, if we don't stop it next week, if we don't stop it in the Council of Ministers, it'll go back to Parliament. There are going to be elections soon for Parliament. The present members of the European Parliament are on our side. They already voted, and not just in one party, but in all the parties. There were members voting against software patents. But with the elections, the members of Parliament will change. So what you need to do is go to the people who are candidates for the Parliament, raise the issue with them now, make them think about it, and then put them in touch with the people in their own party who voted against software idea patents in September. The current members of Parliament from their own party. And urge them to listen to what that person has to say. See why that person voted against it. With enough effort of this kind, we may win. And we may avoid turning computer use in Europe into a nightmare of threats. And by the way, there's a hypocritical piece of language, a piece of propaganda so outrageous that once you've seen it, you'll never stand for it again. I'm talking about the word soberalom. We're talking about a prohibition restricting every computer user, and they call it a soberalom. You should call it a nem soberalom. Try using that every time you talk about it. It'll get the point across. You know, when you discuss something with a word that's a complete lie, it's hard to think clearly. Propaganda sometimes works. So we have to refuse to repeat the propaganda of the other side. And this word is a piece of outrageous propaganda. So at this point, I will stop and ask for questions. And Jan, are you going to speak at all, or after me? Or? It was probably useful. Jan is here from FFII, and could tell you. FFII is one of the main organizations leading the fight, organizing the fight against software idea patents in Europe. I'm just helping. I'm good at describing the issue, but I'm not the leader in organizing the fight.
I would keep for about 20 minutes. What can be done on Monday and what will happen?
Okay.
First, you should make your paper file.
No voice. No, that's the worst thing in the world. Trust my experience. Don't lose all momentum. Jan, come up here and speak.